Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and this is part 6, the final episode of our series, Healing My Own Issues with Christianity. We've traveled a powerful journey together. We named the wound. We uncovered the paradox of the chains and the codes. We looked through the metaphysical lens. We reclaimed scripture from distortion. And we stepped into what it means to live the word. Now, in this closing episode, I want to bring it home with something practical. Embodied practices. Because living the word is not just a concept. It's a rhythm you can anchor into your daily life. For me, practices are how I stay aligned. They are how I make sure scripture isn't just words I reclaim, but truths I embody. Practices turn knowledge into wisdom and wisdom into rhythm. Here are some of the embodied practices that keep me anchored. Journaling. Writing each day helps me see what's going on within me. It turns reflection into clarity. It lets me catch where I'm holding chains and where I can choose codes. Affirmations. Speaking truth out loud shifts my vibration. Whether it's scripture like the kingdom of God is within you, or personal affirmations like it's all me, I mean to do right by me, words rewire my energy. Stillness and meditation. Taking time to be still is one of the most powerful practices. As Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Stillness reminds me that alignment isn't found in striving, but in presence. Breath and movement. Practices like breathwork or Qigong remind me that spirit flows through my body. Movement clears energy and brings me back to wholeness. Rituals of care. Whether it's drinking golden milk, lighting a candle, or walking in nature, I treat these acts as sacred. They are reminders that my body, my time, my life are holy. And then everyday acts as sacred. Even something as ordinary as washing dishes can be holy. It's the energy that you bring to it. I remember when I used to wash dishes out of obligation, frustrated that it was one more thing I had to do. But when I shifted into a ritual for unwinding my day, it stopped feeling like work. I'd put my earphones in, play my favorite music, and by the time the last dish was clean, I felt lighter, relaxed, and restored. Can you imagine what that meant? After coming home from a day where no one looked like me, where I was solving everyone else's problems and trying to operate in excellence, something as simple as washing dishes relieved the pressure that had built up. That's embodiment. That's holiness in action. Not because of the task itself, but because of the energy, intention, and alignment you bring to it. These practices aren't about performance or earning favor. They're about alignment. They are about sovereignty. They are about embodying the word so deeply that it becomes how you live, how you love, and how you show up to the world. Embodied practices are not about performance. They're not about checking boxes, looking spiritual, or impressing anyone else. They're about presence. They're about choosing alignment every day in simple and consistent ways. Because here's the truth. If you don't anchor yourself daily, it's easy to get pulled back into distortion. The world will always try to hand you chains through fear, judgment, or old traditions that say, this is how it's always been. But practices keep you rooted. They remind you that you don't have to accept distortion as truth. This is where discernment shows up again. When you sit in stillness, when you journal, when you breathe intentionally, you strengthen your ability to feel what's real. You become more sensitive to the vibration of truth versus the vibration of distortion. That's how you know. When something pulls you into love, freedom, and wholeness, it's aligned. When it pulls you into fear, shame, or oppression, it's not. And that's the gift of embodied practices. They're not performance. They're protection. They protect your alignment. They guard your sovereignty. They keep you living the word, not just reading it. And let me add this. Being holy doesn't look the same for everyone. If you looked at my personal Instagram right now, you might think I've lost my mind. You'd see me tagged in videos of dancers twerking, and some people would say that's off-brand, that it doesn't look holy. But what if I told you that part of my calling is helping that artist live her perfect self-expression? And there's no better way to honor God than that. God has something he wants to express through you. And many of us aren't living it yet because we're waiting for others to stop judging us or because we're afraid they will judge us. But let me remind you, it's time to remember who you play for. For me, I always felt I was living my purpose. But now, more than ever, I know I am living what God has for me. Even this podcast is God's perfect self-expression through me. One of my favorite sayings has always been, don't talk about it, be about it. I would rather live the principles than preach them. Because, as I've said before, I can show you better than I can tell you. But my source has different plans. So now I will demonstrate alignment. My words, my deeds, my actions, they're all lined up, and scripture says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 3:18. I promise you, if you do the same, your life will reveal wondrous things. So take a deep breath, and this is where practice becomes presence. Ask yourself. Number one, your daily rhythm. Which embodied practices already live in my rhythm? Which ones am I ready to add or deepen? Number two, discernment practice. How can I use journaling, stillness, or affirmations to strengthen my ability to discern truth from distortion? Number three, performance versus presence. Where am I tempted to perform spirituality instead of practicing presence? How can I shift towards authenticity? Number four, protection from distortion. What current distortions around me feel heavy or fear-based? Which practices can I lean into to guard my sovereignty? Number 5, embodiment. If someone watched my daily life, not my Sunday best, but my everyday rhythm, would they see the word embodied in how I live, love, and act? Number 6, perfect self-expression. What is God trying to express through me that I've been holding back out of fear of judgment? How can I begin to honor that expression now? Number 7, everyday sacred. What ordinary task in my life, like washing dishes, can I turn into a sacred practice by shifting the energy I bring to it? Write what comes up. Let it be a mirror. Let it be a guide. And let it be a commitment to living the word in your body, not just your mind. Now say this aloud with me. I anchor truth through my daily practice. My spirituality is not performance, it's presence. My practices protect my alignment, sharpen my discernment, and free me from distortion. Holiness is God's perfect self-expression through me. Even in the smallest task, I embody the word in thought, word, deed, and truth. Thank you for completing this journey with me. From the wound to the word, from distortion to discernment, from chains to codes, we've walked this path together. And now you have tools to embody truth every single day. Remember, living the word isn't about memorizing verses. It's about breathing them, walking them, demonstrating them. And embodied practices are what make that possible. The series may be ending, but your journey of sovereignty and alignment continues. Return to these episodes whenever you need to remember who you are and whose you are. And most importantly, practice, because wholeness is not performance. Wholeness is presence. Until the next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in spirit. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole.